Hey everyone, welcome back. So you're after smart ways to get informed, fast. And you actually shared this spicy cabbage soup recipe with us.
Right, and we thought, okay, let's not just look at the recipe card. Let's do a bit of a deep dive.
Exactly. What's the deal with a recipe like this? Why is it appealing if you want something, you know, healthy but also efficient?
Yeah. What are the nutritional angles, the practical stuff? It's more than just soup. It's about understanding why it works for certain goals.
Okay, so let's start with the basics. This spicy cabbage soup, core ingredients are pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm. You've got cabbage, obviously, then onion, carrots, celery, some garlic.
Right, the usual suspects. Plus diced tomatoes, broth vegetable or chicken, I guess, and then the spices.
Yeah, the recipe mentions cumin, paprika, red pepper flakes, oregano. Guess that's a spicy name.
And the whole point seems to be a kind of diet-friendly meal, right?
That's the main angle, yeah. And the calorie count is a big part of that story. It's really quite low.
How low are we talking? Around 100 to maybe 150 calories for a decent-sized serving. So very low energy density.
Which is key if you're watching calories. But it's meant to be filling, too. That seems like the trick.
Absolutely. That's where the cabbage comes in big time. It's packed with fiber.
Okay, so high fiber means it helps you feel full.
Exactly. Fiber adds bulk, slows digestion a bit. It's crucial for satiety, for feeling satisfied without tons of calories.
Got it. Now, the recipe also hints that the spices might, like, boost your metabolism. Is that a real thing?
Well, there's some research on that. Certain spices, especially the capsaicin for the red pepper flakes, can have a slight thermogenic effect.
Thermogenic, meaning it makes your body burn a few extra calories.
Yeah, essentially. It's not going to cause dramatic weight loss on its own, of course, but it's a potential small bonus. Think of it like turning up the heat just a tiny bit.
Interesting. And what about the detox-friendly idea and being good for digestion?
Detox is a loaded term, but the soup is high in water and fiber, which definitely helps your digestive system run smoothly. Your body has its own detox systems, and this just supports them.
Plus, you're getting lots of vitamins from all those veggies.
For sure. And it's pretty clean eating. Also, if you use vegetable broth, it's totally vegan or vegetarian.
Right. That makes it super adaptable for different diets.
Definitely adds to the appeal for a lot of people.
Okay, let's talk process, making it sound pretty easy. You basically saute the veggies first.
Yeah, soften the onions, carrots, celery. Then you toss in the garlic and spices for like a minute until they smell amazing.
Get them fragrant, okay. Then add the liquids, the tomatoes and broth.
Mm-hmm. And the cabbage. And you just let it simmer away until the cabbage is tender.
And a splash of vinegar at the end for brightness.
Yeah, a little acidity really wakes up the flavors. And then just salt and pepper to taste. Super straightforward.
It really does sound simple. No fancy techniques needed.
Which is a massive plus point. Quick, easy, minimal cleanup.
And you can tweak it quite a bit, it seems. The source suggests adding protein.
Yeah, things like shredded chicken breast, or maybe some tofu or white beans, if you want to keep it plant-based. Makes it more of a complete meal.
Right. Bumps up the protein, makes it even more filling. Good call.
Shows how flexible that basic soup recipe is.
You could even blend it, maybe part of it, if you wanted a creamier texture without adding cream.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Or just blend the whole thing for a smooth soup.
And if you like things really spicy.
Easy. Add some fresh chili when you saute the veg, or just dash in your favorite hot sauce in the end. Customize the heat level.
So lots of ways to make it your own.
Totally. Keeps it from getting boring if you make it often.
And speaking of making it often, it sounds great for meal prep.
Definitely. The source mentions it holds up well in the fridge for about 3, maybe 4 days.
So you can make a big batch on Sunday and have healthy lunches ready to go.
Exactly. That convenience factor is huge for sticking to healthy eating habits when life gets busy.
Okay, so wrapping up the key points here. We've got a soup that's low calorie, but high in fiber, so it's filling.
Right. Nutrient rich from the veggies, potential small metabolism kick from the spices.
And super easy to make, adaptable to different tastes and diets, and practical for meal prepping.
It really ticks a lot of boxes, doesn't it? Calorie conscious, satisfying, convenient.
It does. So thinking about that adaptability, it makes you wonder, for our listeners,
no,
how might you take this basic idea and really personalize it? Maybe add different herbs or other vegetables you love.
Or address specific nutritional needs you have, maybe adding even more greens or different protein sources. And beyond this soup, what other simple, versatile recipes fit that bill? Healthy, easy, and customizable.
Yeah, definitely some food for thought there as you plan your next meals.